just look like a smart back, patient, and understands was their running game, their running style. It fits him well. You know, he knows when to make the right cuts. He gets upfield and gets a lot of positive yardage. He's been doing it for a while, and he's been one of the top backs, and he's that way for a reason. Well, they're all pretty athletic. You know, they move well. You know, their running style really complements their pass because they do a lot of play action off of it. Boots, you know, play actions. They find ways to get Shab, you know, a few extra seconds. You know, and they have a lot of different routes, a lot of crossing routes, a lot of zigzag routes. You know, and if he has enough time, you know, they'll find a way to pick us apart. You know, Charles Tillman has been an integral part of our defense since he's gotten here in 2003. He's getting a lot of attention now. He should have been getting it, you know, for the past 10 years. he's played at a high level. He's an elite player and has always played at a high level. Now, you know, in year 10, he's taking it up to another level, you know, and he's a defensive player of the year type of player. He's a core, he's a leader, and he's one of our best players.
I don't understand it. I was talking to someone the other day. You look at his stats, he's caused 30-something fumbles, recovered 30-something picks. It didn't happen in the last 2 years. You know, he's played 10 years. He's had those picks and all those big plays his whole career. So I don't know why it's happened the last couple of years. Maybe because there's a lot of good corners in the NFC before. I'm not sure. But he's been doing it his whole career here. We've seen it. But touchdowns every year. You know, it's not this only year he's done it. So I don't understand it. I'm glad he's getting out because he deserves it.
Yeah, I think every game is, but more so this game. You have 271 teams coming in. It's perfect situation, you know, and on a great Sunday night on a big stage. So, we're all fired up about it.
Every team is good in the NFL. You know, they all have good personnel. Last week they had good personnel. The week before, Carolina had good personnel. So, you know, they're all big. They're all tough. They have a good scheme in Houston. They have good players and they have a good scheme. They know how to run it well. They're well coached. So it is a big challenge for us, just like every week is, but no more than any other game.
Takeaways and scoring on defense is part of our character, you know, the character that Levy instilled when he got here, and it's about doing our job, doing our share, you know, we're on the defensive side of the ball, we're not so much concerned about, you know, our offensive side. We know our offense is going to do what they have to do. Our special teams has to take care of what our special teams has to take care of, you know, especially the defensive guys that are on there. But defense, we have to do our part, you know, and our part doesn't have to just be getting off on third down, you know, forcing them to punt. You know, our part can be taking the ball away. The ball is a free ball once it's in the air, you know, and no ball carrier is guaranteed to keep the ball. You know, we can take it away and we can score.
They've done a good job. I mean, they're all, I mean, besides Pep and Izzy, they're mostly young guys. Shea, Henry's still young. Steven's young. All those guys, you know, I think Nate's second or third year as well. They do a good job. You know, we watch film together after the games on Mondays or Tuesdays, whatever it is, and they do a good job. They're always in their gaps, and if they're not in their gaps, they're fighting their butts off to get in their gaps and try and stay where they're supposed to be so we can fit off of them. But they play hard. That's why we rotate eight guys so they can play hard the whole game, and they do a really good job. It's not hard. If you were in our meetings and hear our coaches, you wouldn't think it was hard at all because we're not that good, obviously. I mean, we do a lot of good things. We do a lot of things wrong as well. You know, we always try to correct our mistakes, but I really don't see us getting too big-headed and getting ahead of ourselves because, you know, we have eight more games left in the regular season. We don't want to be, you know, we don't want to fall off at the end of the season, and we'd like to go on a high note if we do go to the playoffs.
I think it's realistic to play hard, you know, realistic to play hard and do the things that we do well, you know, and the outcome will be what it will be.
Kelvin can cover. You know, he's a good corner. He get in there and plays man, plays cover too well. He can tackle. He can obviously run. He's been around the football, and he's got two recovered fumbles last week. We trust him. He knows what he's doing. He's still learning, but he plays fast, and he can run. Well, we definitely trust each other. He's my best friend on the team. Been around each other for a long time. We know where we're going to be on the field. We have communication. You know, we know what certain words mean to each other. They don't mean anything to anyone else, but they mean something to us. So we have that going for us. But I trust him. I think he trusts me, and we do okay together. He challenges us every day. You know, it can get a little old, you know, doing the same thing every day, but he challenges us every single day. He doesn't let us relax, you know, tells us what we need to do, what we need to get better at. and just doesn't let us relax. He'll make you run through that wall right there if you talk to him. I mean, he makes you think you can do stuff you can't do. You know, it's just – it's fun playing for him. He just – every day, though, he elevates us and challenges us to make more plays.